Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Devo podcast episode here on Leadership Adventure. I'm Marv McCarthy, your host. And today we are talking about an episode titled Your 210 Story. I know for a certainty that all of you at some point have worked around difficult people. I absolutely have over the years. I actually had an experience with a difficult individual last year. I was working on a project with someone who had expressed an interest in helping out, and not only helping out, but also co-leading the project itself. Long story short, they were personally offended by something that happened and quit just a few weeks away from a big event, leaving me holding the proverbial bag. I'm embarrassed to say at this point, but I was quite irritated about this for several months. The event itself went just fine. In fact, it completely exceeded expectations. I mainly just had my nose bent out of shape by being put upon and inconvenienced at the last minute. One day, a few months later, it finally dawned on me that I was really being self-centered about the whole situation. And yes, sometimes it takes me a while to get it. As we've discussed before, God has specific good works for each of us to accomplish individually, as described in Ephesians 2:10. I call these 2:10 stories. Let's read that verse. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. I have a 210 story. You have a 210 story. The individual that I'm talking about today also has a 210 story. The bottom line for me was that I was simply irritated that his 210 story wasn't in service to my 210 story. Now, when these little speed bumps happen between believers, instead of being upset about it, we should just remember that God has a different story for them than he does for you or I. In fact, maybe we can be a catalyst in helping them understand and live out their story more effectively, just like Jesus does for us. In that way, God is glorified, and we might just play a part in helping the other person achieve their highest and best for the kingdom. Just a little food for thought. That's all for this week, you guys. Always appreciate you tuning in. Always appreciate you listening. I'll see you next time.